Hello, my luscious ones. I know that I have been in a number of your ears with my most recent Behind the Curtain audio, kind of similar to this update, so you'll just have to bear with me through this one again. I know, what a hardship for you. I say that with humor as if it isn't, which I know it isn't because I've got some really great feedback on those Behind the Curtain audios, but realistically, I would be the one thinking, oh my gosh, these poor guys have to listen to me ramble again. But I'm glad that you don't see it that way and you usually enjoy me rambling in your ears. Go figure. Okay. But for those of you that may not have access to those, I definitely am happy to be in your ears, giving you a bit of a monthly update. June overall was busier than I thought it would be, but still a good month. And July has started off great, although it was a holiday here. July 1st is Canada Day, so it's kind of like a extra long weekend for some of us to enjoy, and the weather was great. And I got some really great messages and encouraging messages from some of you. And I don't address the world at large usually here, and I'm not going to really now, so don't get your hopes up or don't get worried about that, because we're really not here in this space to talk about life's ups and downs or the problems of the world. Whether you like what's happening or you don't like what's happening, that's not why we're here. We're here for a good time, for some naughty fantasies, for some fun, for some orgasms. That's why I love what I do. It's just such a wonderful escape, and it brings joy, it brings calm. What more could you want? I love being Canadian, I love who I am, but I love being North American. I love my North American brothers, sisters, cousins, incestuous as that may be, because I love you a lot. It's all good, and I'm so happy we're all here together having a great time. And for the Americans that are around, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful 4th of July celebration as well coming up. And for those of you, again, I'm sorry if it sounds very North American focused. That's kind of where I'm at, but I love all of the rest of my listeners. I'm so excited when someone contacts me or tells me where they're from, and it's someplace far and wide from where I am. That just tickles me to no end and puts a huge smile on my face. And actually, I'm in awe because I cannot believe that I would have listeners at so many far off places, but I'm so lucky to have you all. So thank you for that. See, I already got off track, and I always get off track on these, but July is starting off well. I'm looking forward to a great month. I have some fun things planned in general, like personally fun things that I have set up for July, so I'm looking forward to those. And more naughtiness in your ears, of course. I had a couple of ideas that I might want to share that I'm going to work on this month, but I don't want to promise too much because I like to change my mind and share with you whatever I'm inspired to share. As for quirky little updates, I'm sure I had a few. I know, one was just very recently that something struck me as like, wow, I never, I remember. Okay. I remember what it was. For those of you that know or don't know, I regularly get wax. I get a Brazilian wax. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's like everything must go, fire sale, nothing left. Total pussy and ass waxing, which I enjoy getting I definitely don't enjoy the process of it. It is painful, and as it sounds, it is, but so worth it. So the point of this story is that when I went to do my recent waxing last week, I was just chatting, shooting the shit with the waxing lady, and as she was waxing me, I don't remember the topic of conversation, but the question came to my mind, and I asked her if, you know, there's any particular type of waxing that she prefers most. Are there some clients or jobs that are easier than others? And she answered like she answered in her professional opinion, and so that's the answer that I'm going to give you. She said no, that pretty much a wax is a wax. It doesn't really matter. However, she shared an interesting insight, and she said that she just finds waxing Asian hair a little bit more of a challenge, only because she says their hair is a little more sparse, which I haven't seen many Asian pussies, so I'm going to have to take her word for all of this. And she also says that the hair seems to be like more deeply rooted, like it's harder to come out. And I thought, oh, those poor, poor Asian ladies are going to get waxed. I mean, maybe it's a good thing they might have less hair, so it might not be as harsh. But if that hair is deeply rooted and you're yanking it out by wax, then yeah, it's already a painful process. I can't even imagine how much more painful. So it's not like she doesn't enjoy that. She just says those are a little more challenging when it comes to waxing. So it was an insight that I thought maybe I'll share with my listeners. Not that that's why I asked her the question. I was just generally making conversation. There you go. One little quirky escapade from Lacey this month. The other kind of quirky thing from this month, I guess, it kind of stems from me being on a bit of a kick these days about men who like to orgasm a lot, and that kind of led me down a rabbit hole of that men, multiple cummer men, or men who have multiple cum shots or multiple cream pies, and then that kind of led me to different things. One of the things included like big dicks and big dick problems, and that also sparked my last actual audio that was about the big dick support group, I think it was, or something like that. So I'm not sure. I hope you guys enjoyed that one for those that got to listen to it, but that's sort of how I got inspired for that one. And all within sort of that vein, I was reading, and maybe it was in Reddit. There is a big dick problem support group in Reddit, and someone, I guess, was correlating having a big dick to shooting lots of cum and having actual like cum shots versus just cum spurts. Maybe I don't know what if a shot is different from a spurt or a dribble or a glob. But someone made a comment in the section, and it was something to the effect of, if you have a big dick, there's just too much of a highway for the cum to actually shoot out at the end of it. Meaning, I'm assuming it means the length of your cock is just too long. You can't have that strong a velocity of a cum shot when it already has to travel down this huge, long cock shaft before it spurts out. So I just thought that was really interesting and hilarious to read, and maybe insightful, because maybe it's true. Maybe you can't have everything. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Can't have a huge dick and have massive, powerful cum shots. That would just be unfair, don't you think? Or pretty fucking hot. I don't know. You'll have to weigh in, or maybe some of you with the right-sized equipment to do so will have to weigh in and let me know if that's true or not. So what do I have planned for your ears for July? Of course, I still want some room to be inspired by whatever the month may bring. And I think I might have mentioned this in my Behind the Curtains audio as well. I do think that I want to do a live porn type of trivia or all things naughty type of trivia event. So that will come up most likely in the second half of the month, but I will keep you guys posted on the date for that and look forward to some participants. And if you have any trivia questions, porn related or just dirty trivia that you want to share with me, then I'm happy to have it. You can send me an email or maybe I'll make a little submission sheet and you can add your trivia questions anonymously so I can add them to the session. That would be fun. I've been thinking about a glory hole audio. So that's kind of been waking up the past few days thinking about glory holes. Go figure. But that's been on my mind, and maybe like a gaslighting slut type of tale. Obviously, there'll be more story time or letters to Lacey type, maybe a new big dick support group one, who knows. And the pick of the month I have as well. There's some interesting submissions this month. There's always great and interesting submissions, but there's a lot to choose from as well this month. So I'm curious to see which one ends up being the winner, and you'll have that audio to look forward to later in the month. And as always, if you have fantasies you want to share that might inspire me to create a tale about them or my own spin on that tale, then I'm always open to receiving your ideas too. I think that might wrap things up for this month's monthly update. I'm looking forward to the warm weather and the fun with all of you. Thank you so much for your support. You're all amazing. We're all going to have a great time and lots of orgasms to come, I'm sure. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.